Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Holy cow, another holy cow episode. I'm holy cowing how many holy cow episodes I've been having. All right. It's been exposed, folks, how election machines stole your vote. You may have heard that Mike Lindell has been running around saying that this is what he's been waiting for. This is a huge moment in American history, but you might not have really understood how they have exposed this. And what I want to do is make sure that everyone understands exactly what has occurred. That's my goal here. And to make it easy and just go through it and understandable, and it's not going to be me, it's going to be the experts that did this because they were on Steve Bannon's show, War Room Pandemic. And I am first going to bring to you Dr. Walter Daugherty. He is of Texas A&M University, and he shows how the election machines stole your vote. You'll have some graphs, and it's, as he walks it through, it's actually becomes easy to understand because he explains what the machines should have been doing and then shows you what they actually did. And by the end of this video, you will be well informed and want all people in America to know this information. Let's jump right into it. This is War Room Pandemic, Steve Bannon. Let's get to it. Take a listen. And if you're listening on Brighteon Radio, we are so glad that you have joined us. If you want to see the video, because he puts up some graphs here, if you want to see that, go to thenewamerican.com and you can follow along there with the video of this show. And you can actually look at that at any time, okay? At thenewamerican.com. Thanks to everyone who's listening on Brighteon Radio. Here we go, Dr. Walter Daugherty.
When you say that, what do you mean, things that were there that shouldn't have been there and things that that should have been there that were not?
Can you put up page 3, that first graphic that I sent in?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, this is a diagram of what Dominion says is in the election server. So at the top of the picture, as ballots are scanned, basically the scanner just takes a picture of the ballot. And those pictures go into a tabulation database. Then from the tabulation database, they go to an adjudication database. And all adjudication means is, who did this ballot really vote for? So if there are two candidates, A and B, and the oval for A is completely filled in and the oval for B is completely blank, then the machine just says they voted for A. But if they're one of the ovals is 70% filled in and there's a mark or two in the other oval, then the machine says, depending on its settings, I'm not sure how they voted, and kicks it out to a human. And so one of the clerks looks at it and says, yeah, looks like they couldn't make up their mind. They made a little dot in B, but they really filled in most of A, so that they intended to vote for A. Now, if both bubbles were half filled in, then the human would say, I can't determine the intent, overvote, don't count this ballot. So that's adjudication. Then after they've determined how each ballot voted, those totals go into the main election database, and that's what spits out the reports, how many votes for A, how many votes for B. So this is what Dominion says is in the server. When Jeff started looking at it, can we go to the next slide?
Yes, can you put the, yep, there we are.
When Jeff started looking at it, here's what was actually in the server. So on the left-hand side, the scanned ballots took, the scanner took pictures of the ballots, put those images in the tabulation database. They went to the adjudication database. Some of them were adjudicated by machines, some were adjudicated by humans. But then there was a second tabulation database and a second adjudication database in the machine. So where you see those red arrows, some but not all of the records from the original tabulation database were copied into the new tabulation database, and similarly for the adjudication database. And now that's what is accumulating counts in the main election database. So at this point, we have, in the case of the November 2020 election, about 5,000 ballots that were in the original tabulation database that were not copied into the final tabulation database, and now they've essentially become invisible. There's no way that a clerk could say, show me ballot number 374, because it's not in the new tabulation database.
All right. This is showing to me just how simple it is to trim votes. They can shift it. It's supposed to be basically a straight line going down through those processes, but that's not what the machines did. They pretend to go straight down doing the process, but then they shift it over to the side and start a whole new tabulation area, basically, is the way you could look at it, before it gives you the final results. And what it's doing is it's hiding votes. And the way it... Remember when we were saying that in conservative areas, they were... And Mike Lindell was saying this with the packet captures that they have, that they were trimming votes in... really the throughout the entire state using these machines. If you set the machine to hide just a certain percentage of votes, then have it shift, and then no one can go back and look at where those votes went, that's basically what's going on here. It's a way of shaving votes. Now, this is just one machine. One. Folks, if you shave votes throughout the state, that's how you can have the most popular president really in the history of America lose to the most unpopular president in the history of America. Now think about that. Trump was the most popular president in the history of America. Joe Biden is the least popular president in the history of America. Yet the least popular president, you're supposed to believe, beat the most popular president in the history of America. Does anyone believe that just on its face? But this is showing how they did it. But they didn't, this was not enough. Shaving votes and getting rid of Trump votes, because that's basically what this is. Doing that wasn't enough. They were doing that, and Trump was so popular that they had to ship and stuff the old-fashioned way. And with the mail-in ballots, the old-fashioned way. Remember, Trump was up when they shut the election down, basically late at night, around 11 o'clock or midnight, when they knew Trump had won by like 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania. And that's with these machines doing this crap. Understand? So he really won by more than that. Then they had to, even with trimming all these votes, that's how popular Trump was, that they had to ship in and stuff the ballots in Pennsylvania to make up the 700,000 votes in the middle of the night. That's why they had to stop the election. And everybody knows that's why they had to stop the election. But it shows they thought they could win with... See, they thought they could do this and win with Hillary Clinton. They learned, oh my gosh, even with the trimming of the votes, Trump was so popular, he still beat Hillary. And they didn't have a backup plan. So they learned with Biden to have the backup plan. This is why Hillary kept telling Biden, and you kept hearing it from the people that were in the know, that they were going to do this. The people that knew this was going to happen, because they had set it up during the Hillary election, they were telling Biden, do you remember this? They were saying, Joe, don't concede the election no matter what. Don't concede no matter what. They knew he would be losing until they, just in case the machine thing doesn't work. Don't concede, because we have backup plan and we'll stop the elections in these states and stuff the ballots. That's why they told him not to concede. Because remember, Biden should, in any other situation, Biden would have conceded. It was clear that at 11 p.m. Eastern time, Trump had won the election. And I'm taking you back. I know you're angry, but let me get you more of the experts. Because some of you say this is not enough evidence. I understand. It takes a lot to convince people. I want to convince everyone this is true. Here's Steve Bannon talking with Jeff O'Donnell, who is one of the tech experts who examined the machine, talks about what he found. Take a listen. If you're on The New American, then you can watch the video.
Walk us through exactly. You spent 7 months of your life. Walk us through what you looked at and why you think you've come up with this as incontrovertible evidence that the machines had a role here in changing the vote. Just as simple as you can make it for non-professionals, sir.
Yes, I had the opportunity to look into the image that was taken, the backup by Tina Peters, before it was destroyed by the Secretary of State in Dominion, and basically did a real intense look at the database, the information, the numbers are there, and piece by piece, I approached it like I would an accounting problem and made sure the numbers add up. Soon found that the numbers of ballots and batches did not add up in different parts of the system. And from there, just kept digging until I found that the timeline of events where not authorized or any way caused by Mesa County personnel, the system, about a quarter of the way through the votes, decided to create new databases that it contains information about ballots that come in. And copied some information to the new database, some not. And the best way I can think of it, it's almost like a company having two sets of books. You suddenly had two sets of books, and you did not have the same records of batches and ballots in either one. This alone, as I said, completely unauthorized. They did not know what was going on in the office, and it caused the ability for them to do whatever they wanted to as far as reprocessing 20,000 votes, and also like hid about 5,500 votes from the Mesa County clerks. If they wanted to go back and look at the adjudication, you know, what had happened to a vote in one of those 5,500, they would not have been able to bring it up. I think in a nutshell, I think yes.
All right. That alone shows that your elections cannot be trusted. And you cannot trust machines. That alone proves it beyond any doubt. It's proof. It's irrefutable. Irrefutable proof. And this all comes from, remember, the woman who went to the cyber symposium with the backup copy of an election machine, which is what she's supposed to do, Tina Peters, who is the county clerk. And they have gone after her for doing her job. Why have they tried to, they had the FBI come to her house, and they have arrested her in public too. A second time they had the FBI come. It's amazing what they have done, because they were so angry that she had a backup copy, because they knew this would prove everything. So they've been trying to destroy her, but she's been vindicated, and we have all been vindicated that the election was stolen. This is true vindication. People still don't understand how huge this is. So I'm going to give you Tina Peters, the woman who made the backup, which every single county clerk should have done what she did. But apparently none of them did. I don't know why. It's amazing. We can get into theories of that, but whatever. Tina Peters talking now with Steve Bannon, and she gives more about what has been found. But she also talks about how she's been vindicated, and then she's going to get into more. I mean, what we just gave you totally shows the fraud that occurred in our election. And understand this happened in it. You can assume it happened, but I'm sure they could prove this if they get their hands on other machines that haven't been tampered with or erased, because Dominion went in Colorado and at the direction of the Secretary of State, who's a Democrat, who wanted to hide all this and basically erased a lot of this evidence, which is illegal too, because you have to preserve the records. Anyways, Tina Peters has been vindicated. Take a listen.
The second report, it showed that 36 wireless devices were in the equipment. And by law, these machines not only cannot be connected to the internet, Steve, they cannot have the capability of being connected to the internet. Now, this third report actually shows manipulation of the votes. And Steve, okay, we've been vindicated. It is the only thing hot here in front. We're standing in front of the Capitol for the last 2 days in freezing cold weather. Yesterday it was snowing on us. The only thing hot today is this report. And so we have been vindicated. This country has been vindicated, and the voters and the patriots of this country that want to have every legal vote actually count have been vindicated. It's a great, great day.
She actually explained more than that. I started that soundbite in the wrong spot. So I'll give you some of the stuff that was found, and I'll just grab the report. Uncertified software installed. They found that that's a situation that right there, you could throw out everything about the election just on that alone. Does not meet statutory or mandated voting system standards. These are the things that the report found. Suffered systematic deletion of election records, which is illegal. Violates voting system standards. Is configured with 36 wireless devices, which you heard her just talk about, which represents an extreme and unnecessary vulnerability. The wireless devices using the internet, these machines are not even, shouldn't even be capable of doing this, let alone they were, which shows that you have been lied to by the media and the machine makers. And I know this isn't just one machine maker. This is happening. This is so that they can control elections and control elections forever. But they've been doing this before the 2020 election. I can guarantee you that. Well, they know that. They saw some of the same issues in elections before the 2020. That's something I didn't play you. So we know this was happening before 2020 as well. Here's another thing they found. The machine is configured through firewall settings to allow any computer in the world to connect to the election management system server. Folks, this is illegal for our, when you put up our election laws. These are not allowed. Uses only Windows passwords or generic user IDs to restrict and control access. Contains user accounts with administrative access that share passwords. And this is a violation because then you can't go back and have user accountability when people are sharing passwords, folks. Then you can't really know who manipulated the machine. Get it? One more thing. Uses a self-signed encryption certificate, which exposes the system to the risk of undetected compromise or alteration. All right? But that's not all I have for you. That's some of the bullet points of what they found in the report. I want to go back now to Steve Bannon's show where he was talking with Jeff O'Donnell again and more on the system and how it was set up basically for fraud. Take a listen if you're on Brighteon Radio, and if you want to watch this stuff, again, newamerican.com, thenewamerican.com, where you can get these videos that of this show.
To give you a kind of go along with what you're asking, all of this is a very complex system. The databases contain hundreds and hundreds of tables, many of which for some reason aren't used, but nevertheless, it has many tables that are. In all of these databases and tables and pieces of information, the place where it actually stores how many votes are for what candidate are in one single place with no reference, no checks. In other words, what I'm saying is that with all this, if you want to know that a particular thing, there's votes for a particular candidate, that exists in one, we call them in databases, and it exists in one table with no ability to check it. So the point is, despite all of this huge, complex thing, changing a number in one single table would change the election, and with no reference in the database that had ever been changed or anything to alert anything that it had been changed. It's what we call a single point of attack. There is a single point of attack to change votes in the system, and that to me is preposterous. Just professionally speaking, preposterous. I'll stick with that word.
Yeah, but that's because they didn't want protections. They're not really, they have the single point of attack for kind of the opposite. If you wanted a fair election, you'd be like, that's ridiculous. Why would they have it all the final tally where you can't trace anything just on one table. So if it gets manipulated, you can't trace anything. Yeah, if you wanted a fair election, that would be ridiculous. You'd never set up a system. But if you're doing it intentionally, then that's exactly how you do it, so that people can't go back and trace that you did change those numbers. That's why it's done that way, to protect themselves when they manipulate the election or when they have the machine. See, there's two different ways. You can have someone go in and manually manipulate the voting count with ease, and you won't know who did it. Or you can set the machine clearly. That's what the very first thing I brought you shows, to do it automatically and to trim votes and hide votes and then do an output. So the machine does it automatically, and if that's not enough, you can go in and do it manually. Do you get how easy and ridiculous? And all we're doing is counting votes, folks. Do you think we need this system? You know how hard it is to count votes? I mean, my goodness, how did we do elections in 1920? I mean, this is so stupid. Nobody needs this. Folks, this is major stuff. I was going to give you Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell talks about how people need to spread this, how he's going to try to get Newsmax and Fox News to cover this kind of thing. I mean, good luck with Mike Lindell trying to do that. I don't know if he's going to be able to. I can't give you that cut because I'm running out of time very quickly, and it's too long of a cut for me to fit in. So I will just tell you this. This is huge information. Mike Lindell has the goods. He's always had the goods, but this is more than he's had ever before. The packet captures that he had should have been enough. But this has to stand in court. We have corruption everywhere. I'm not telling you that our corrupt government will correct itself. It's going to fight against the truth, but we have exposed to the whole world that Donald Trump won and Joe Biden stole the election. Something every Democrat knows, and if they say it's not true, they're just lying. They know it. They just don't want to admit it. And every Republican knows and are frustrated that we got cheated, but we did. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I told you that because I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, our freedom is under attack. I'm sure you're well aware of that. And yet, the loss of freedom is not inevitable. America can be saved, and an informed citizenry can and will make the difference. What you need to do is check out Beyond the Cover, weekly episodes of Beyond the Cover. Check them out at thenewamerican.com. So you can look at the regular magazine, The New American, but go beyond the cover with Beyond the Cover. Go to thenewamerican.com.